KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's mostly clear and 27 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. In the news this morning, Republican presidential contender Ron Paul is back in Iowa, running strongly in the polls and questioning why the U.S. needs troops in former Cold War hotspots. In an appearance Wednesday in Newton, the Texas congressman strongly suggested U.S. forces be withdrawn from South Korea, Japan, and Germany. The 76-year-old obstetrician also drew laughs when he said that American troops have been in Korea since he was in high school. Paul, GOP presidential rivals have attacked him this week for allegedly not caring whether Iran obtains a nuclear weapon. Ron Paul will campaign in both Atlantic and Council Bluffs today. He's scheduled to hold a town hall meeting at the Cass County Community Center here in Atlantic beginning at 3 o'clock. Afterward, Paul travels to the Mid-America Center in Council Bluffs for another town hall meeting at 7 p.m. News time is 8:01.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
Well, there were some bizarre twists and turns in the Republican presidential race in Iowa Wednesday night as a key Michelle Bachmann backer announced that he's now supporting a different candidate, and a caller on a telephone town hall meeting suggested Newt Gingrich is a polygamist. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
State Senator Kent Sorensen of Indianola has served as Michelle Bachmann's state chairman this past year, but last night Sorensen made a surprise announcement at a Ron Paul rally.
I just want to tell you guys that I'm going to do everything I can the next few days to help in Iowa and beyond. And we're going to take Ron Paul all the way to the White House 2012.
Bachmann spoke with reporters who are following her Iowa bus tour. She accused the Paul campaign of paying Sorensen a lot of money to make the switch. A spokesman for the Ron Paul campaign denied the charge. Earlier in the evening, a caller in a teletown hall meeting said as a Bible-believing Christian, he believes divorced people are really still married, which means Newt Gingrich is technically a polygamist. He asked Gingrich if he would legalize polygamy as president. Gingrich responded.
Having gone through annulment under the procedures of the Catholic Church, I don't meet the standards you just described, but I appreciate the question. It's certainly an unusual one.
I'm O.K. Henderson reporting.
Iowa's GOP presidential contest remains deeply unsettled, if not downright strange, in the 5 days before the January 3rd caucuses. Congressman Ron Paul, as we mentioned, is drawing big crowds and a surprise endorsement from rival Michelle Bachmann's now former Iowa chairman. Rick Santorum has been languishing for months, but the former senator suddenly seems to have momentum, just as one-time House Speaker Newt Gingrich may be losing his. Meanwhile, some new polls show that Mitt Romney, the former Massachusetts governor who began the campaign by de-emphasizing Iowa, might be poised to finish on top. Romney is making an unabashed push in Iowa. His rivals are scrambling to deny him huge momentum heading into the January 10th primary in New Hampshire, which is Romney's second home. Former U.S. Ambassador John Huntsman is defending his refusal to compete in the leadoff Iowa Republican precinct caucuses, focusing instead on New Hampshire. Huntsman tells CBS's The Early Show the formula so far, as he is concerned, is quite elementary. Says Huntsman, quote, "They pick corn in Iowa, they pick presidents in New Hampshire." The former Utah governor has made little effort to win Iowa, focusing mostly on New Hampshire in the early going. He has remained in the lower tier of candidates as others, including Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum, and at one time Herman Cain, soared in the polls. But he was ambassador to China for President Barack Obama, but Huntsman says that shouldn't be used against him as he seeks the Republican presidential nomination. Now, regardless of whether Mitt Romney wins the Iowa Republican caucuses, he's enjoyed a remarkably easy presidential race so far. When his rivals have stopped battering each other long enough to criticize him, they've often done so tentatively and ham-handedly. Romney's injury-free journey is all the more surprising because, despite some obvious campaign skills, he has well-known vulnerabilities ripe for attack. The turn of events has astonished campaign pros in both parties who expected Romney to be more bloodied, and it has dismayed President Barack Obama's allies, who assumed Republicans would at least soften up the man they viewed as the least likeliest or the most likeliest nominee from the start. Romney began the campaign de-emphasizing Iowa, but his rival's inability to produce a clear leader has opened a possible path for him to win. Two politically active pastors in Iowa's robust evangelical conservative movement say that an effort is underway to persuade either Rick Santorum or Michelle Bachmann to quit the Republican presidential race ahead of next week's caucuses. The hope is that one would endorse the other to avoid splintering the influence of this influential voting bloc. The pleas represent a fear among a group of evangelical conservatives this year's caucuses could be won by Romney or Texas Congressman Ron Paul. Neither Romney nor Paul track as closely to the religious right as Santorum, Bachmann, or Texas Governor Rick Perry. Tens of thousands of Republican voters will travel next Tuesday through a chilly Midwestern night to the warmth of a local church or gymnasium, and there they will select candidates in the caucus meetings. As we mentioned, that's the first voting of the 2012 presidential campaign. These Midwestern, mostly white voters hardly resemble America as a whole, and their voting system puzzles most people, yet Iowa holds substantial sway over how the nation chooses the president. The caucuses have served as a launching pad to the nomination and often to the White House for the past 40 years. For the GOP, the caucuses are simply a straw poll, meaning that the results are not binding. Republicans pick convention delegates at county and district conventions later in the year, and of course, Democrat Barack Obama is unopposed this year. Police have arrested a total of 10 Occupy protesters at the Des Moines headquarters, campaign headquarters of Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney on a nearby Wells Fargo bank branch. The Des Moines Register reports 7 protesters were arrested Wednesday at the Romney headquarters, where staffers locked the doors. Protesters banged on windows, demanding to be let in. The protesters then moved to a Wells Fargo branch, where 3 more were arrested. They say the arrests were peaceful. Protests were the first actions of the Occupy Iowa caucus campaign this week. In other news this morning, Iowa Workforce Development is warning people who are out of work to watch for unemployment scams. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson reports.
Workforce Development spokesperson Carrie Kuntz says you may find websites that offer to help you file for jobless benefits. These sites guarantee, for a fee, to speed you through the process and get your benefits. Kuntz says those are bogus claims.
There's a standard processing of unemployment, and there's laws on both sides that protect claimants and employers, and there is no guarantee of unemployment benefits at any step in time.
And Kuntz says there's never a charge to sign up for unemployment. You should always use the official state site at iowaworkforce.org to sign up. I'm Dar Danielson.
A new survey shows 47% of the owners of Iowa's small to medium-sized businesses are optimistic about job growth in the first quarter of 2012. Tom Hamilton is president of the Hamilton Group, which conducted the survey of more than 5,000 companies with fewer than 5,000 employees.
You know, optimism is just how they feel about job growth in their industry, not necessarily their hiring plans. But that's usually a good leading indicator for what the organization's plans, you know, will lead to.
The optimism about job growth is up from 40% in the fourth quarter of 2011. A survey found 36% of the companies expect to boost employment over the first 3 months of next year. Hamilton says many business owners are taking a wait-and-see approach because of economic uncertainty.
The uncertainties that are out there, and I think we're pretty familiar with them, we asked them, you know, what their main ones were, and that was government budgets, of course. It was business regulations and red tape, and of course that's different for different industries. The costs and some of the uncertainties surrounding healthcare.
9% of the companies surveyed plan to cut their workforce between January and March. Hamilton says he's noticed more businesses are hiring contract labor.
A lot of individuals have moved into maybe hanging their own shingle, so to speak, and are offering those contract services. And there's more businesses, I think, that are utilizing those people and their expertise, I think, because it's a temporary situation that doesn't require them to make a long-term commitment. And with uncertainties, they may need the service. They're just not so sure about it that they want to add someone to their full-time payroll.
Iowa's unemployment rate in November dropped to 5.7%, which was down from 6% in October and 6.2% 1 year ago. In national news, the number of people seeking unemployment benefits is up for the first time in a month, but a measure of applications over the past month fell to a 3.5-year low, an indication that hiring could be picking up. Americans are feeling more optimistic about 2012 than they did about this year. That's the indication from the Associated Press poll that found nearly 70% of those surveyed believe that 2011 was a bad year. But 62% are optimistic about what next year will bring for the nation, and 78% are hopeful about the kind of 2012 their family will have. KJAN News Time is 8:10.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
In our funeral announcements, George Drake, age 76 of Bayard, died Sunday at the Israel House in Ames. Funeral services for George Drake will take place today at 10:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Bayard. Merle Jean Vogt, age 80 of Adair, died Monday at the Cass County Hospice Center. Funeral services for Merle Vogt will be held today at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Wayne Betts, age 91 of Guthrie Center, died Saturday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Memorial services for Wayne Betts will be today at 11 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Margaret Jensen, age 86 of Stewart, died December 22nd at Mercy West Medical Center. Memorial services for Margaret Jensen will be today at 11 a.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Donald F. Toft, age 81 of Exira, died Monday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Donald Toft will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at St. John's Lutheran Church east of Exira. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Bruce Brown, age 86 of Redfield and formerly of Anita, died Saturday at the Perry Lutheran Home in Perry. Memorial services for Bruce Brown will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair. Betty Jenny, age 70 of Harlan, died Monday in Harlan. Funeral services for Betty Jenny will be on Friday at 10 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Marty Kinsey, age 56 of Anita, died Friday at his home. Graveside services for Marty Kinsey will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Evergreen Cemetery in Anita, with the family greeting friends during a luncheon at the Anita Community Center following the graveside service. Hockenberry Family Care of Anita has arrangements. Gail Inette Phippen, age 65 of Casey, died Tuesday at the Guthrie County Hospital in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Gail Phippen will be on Friday at 7 p.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. Josephine Gibson, age 75 of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Josephine Gibson will be Saturday at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Elkhorn. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Jim F. Rush, age 65 of Atlantic, died Tuesday at his home. Funeral services for Jim Rush will be Saturday at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. And Vera Opal Nielsen, age 98 of Elkhorn, died Wednesday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Vera Nielsen will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.